The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Feast of All the Saints. We know who the saints are. You know, there is Saint Francis of Assisi, the son of a wealthy merchant who became a great austere saint for the King of Heaven. Saint Peter and Saint Paul, princes of apostles. Peter, the prince of apostles, and Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles, or we today know Mother Teresa of Calcutta, a saint of our times who picked up the dying and the destitute and held them in her arms the last hours of her life. But those are not saints we remember today. This Feast of All Saints is not about Saint Francis or about Saint Peter or Saint Paul or Mother Teresa or about any other saint whom we name and we have a feast in their honor. In today's celebration, we remember the nameless holy men and women and children who lived the best Christian life they could ever do. Today is therefore the feast of all these anonymous, name unknown, saints, unnoticed Christians, good Christians, with a capital G, good. Living saints become dead saints. How does a person become a saint in heaven? As best as I can determine, there are three ways. The first way is to live a holy life. Call to mind your own baptism, perhaps the baptism of your children. To begin, the celebrant says, "Mary, John, Joseph, the Christian community welcomes you with great joy. In its name I claim you for Christ our Savior." That's what the priest says. Washed clean of all sin, welcomed into God's holy people, the child becomes a Christian to be a saint in life. We clothe the child with a white garment. We pray that the child will bring that dignity unstained into everlasting life. That the child will live a holy life, pleasing to God. Yes, not just Christians, but Saint Teresa of Lisieux some time ago wrote, "I always wished to be a child, wish to be, that I could be a saint. By Her Holiness, Saint Teresa found her shortcut to heaven, we know. That's the way to heaven, to be living a holy life. A second way to heaven is through a lot of time spent in purgatory, they say. Saint Gregory the Great wrote that our lesser faults need purifying fire before our final judgment. If we live only a so-and-so life, in purgatory we undergo purification to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. To shorten this time in purgatory, we offer masses for our deceased loved ones. The good news is that purgatory is a stepping stone to heaven. And the third way to heaven is a divine gift. Recall the crucifixion of Jesus, Luke chapter 23, verses 39 to 43. Jesus hanging on the cross between two criminals. One mocked Jesus, the other criminal asked Jesus to remember him when he is in his kingdom. Jesus told the second criminal, "In truth, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus looked into the heart of the criminal, saw his deep sorrow for his life of crime, and took him straight to heaven. That is the third way. Saint Teresa reports of child Jesus, again reports something similar about a criminal in her life. A criminal had been condemned to death, she says, but refused to go to confession. So Teresa prayed that the man might be saved from hell and asked God to give her a sign. And standing on the scaffold, moments before his death, the man asked for the priest, asked for the crucifix from the hand of the priest and kissed it. And that was a sign that Saint Teresa knew God was taking the condemned man to heaven, the third way to enter heaven. So there are three ways to go to heaven: to live a holy life, stop in purgatory for a while, and then hope for a special divine gift. Jesus gave the criminal on the cross. But are these all just dead people? For this Feast of All Saints, it is a question for us. Does a person have to be dead to be a saint? To go to heaven, yes. But to be a saint, he doesn't have to be a dead person. Before saints got to go heaven, to stand before the throne of God, the saints stood among us, flesh and blood, human beings, loving God and loving neighbor as themselves. According to the New Testament, a saint is a believer in Jesus Christ. When Paul wrote to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 22, he concluded the letter with these words, "All the saints greet you." By saint, Paul means everyone committed to Christ, a committed disciple of Christ. In the Bible, common word for a Christian is a saint. In 9th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 13, a disciple called Ananias laments the evil done to the saints in Jerusalem, reference to Saint Paul. The word saints at Jerusalem refers to the Jewish people who had come to believe in Christ. In chapter 26 of the Acts of the Apostles, verse 10, Paul recalls his persecutions of the saints in Jerusalem. Persecutions done by Paul himself before he was converted, when Paul was still Saul, or rather, before Saul became Paul, Paul the saint. In every walk of life, whatever the situation of our lives, we are called to be perfect as the Father is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. To do the will of God the Father, to devote ourselves to the glory of God and to the service of our neighbors. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2013 number. In short, to be a committed disciple of Christ means to be a living saint. And if we are doing that today, tomorrow, and every day of our life, we are the saints. A person does not have to be dead to be a saint. The Bible calls disciples of Christ as saints. We too can call faithful Christian saints. Disciples living a holy life of love of God and love of our neighbor are the living saints. And then the saints are the merciful people. In today's gospel passage, Jesus describes holy life. Blessed are, Christ says, the poor in spirit, the meek or the gentle, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness, and those who are abused and persecuted for the sake of Christ. Though this the Evangelion, as they call the Beatitudes, are numbered usually eight, there are nine steps that Jesus is talking of here. Nine descriptions of being blessed. The blessed are living a holy life. Let's take one of them. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Who are the merciful? The merciful are those who are forgiving. The merciful do good things to other people. A prime way to show mercy is to forgive. When someone hurts us, we have two choices, either to seek vengeance or to forgive. We hear calls for revenge from the victims of criminal cases. After a guilt finding by a jury, the survivor tells the judge, throw that blank in jail. Let him rot in the jail. He shot my son. Our life is ruined. The mother wants revenge. That's one way. There is the other choice, is to forgive. To forgive is to act like Christ himself. Call to mind the October 2nd, 2006. A 32-year-old man, Charles Carl Roberts IV, storms into the West Nickel Mines Amish school, angry at life, angry at God. In his rage, he kills five girls, wounds five more. What did the Amish do? Forgive. Amish families go to the wife of the man, tell her they forgive him. 75 of the Amish attend the funeral of the man who shot their children. They invite the shooter's widow to the funeral of their children. The Amish say, we cry, we grieve, we hurt. But when you have the Lord, your faith tells you your daughter is okay and we'll see her again someday. To forgive is to act like Christ. John the Baptist said, Christ must increase and I must decrease. By forgiving, Christ increases in us. Our sinfulness decreases. Another thing the merciful do is to help others with their time and money. A verse in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 9 says, those who are generous are the blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. Jesus told us in Luke chapter 6, verse 30, give to everyone who asks. Jesus never tells us to be careful about being ripped off. But Christ does tell us to give, expecting nothing in return. Foster parents, for example, show mercy. One couple in their 60s takes newborn babies, keeps them for 4 or 5 months until they can be placed for adoption. Some of these babies are born to drug-addicted mothers. Being merciful, therefore, means getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to rock the foster baby, going through the trauma of withdrawal, weaning the baby from the drug for which he's craving. Another example, at one parish, a local businesswoman organized a Thanksgiving dinner for the lonely. There is no charge. The businesswoman buys the food, volunteers to help to prepare the food. Being merciful is sharing a drumstick on a holiday with someone who lives with you or who is alone. Blessed are the merciful, for they will show mercy. The merciful forgive when they have been hurt. The merciful help others. And surely the merciful will get to heaven. Today, as we celebrate the solemnity of all the saints, as our opening prayer said, today we rejoice in the holy men and women of every time and place. We honor all the anonymous, unnoticed, good Christians, both those who are now with God for all eternity in heaven, and we honor those among us, names unknown, who live a good Christian life. By our prayers and by your daily activities, let each of us reflect the beauty of God's love. Let each of us be a living, name unknown, saint among us. Amen.